Morning, brothers and sisters.
I'm
very grateful to have this chance to stand before you. And share a few words that the Lord has been teaching me. It's been a little while since I've been up here.
跟大家交通，上次交通到而家已經有一段時間啦。But
I remember, although you probably don't remember what I shared the last time I was up here.
我仍然記得我上次同大家所分享嘅，但係可能大家已經忘記咗啦。The
Lord had given me some words about our speech.
主上次係俾咗一啲嘅話語係關及我哋同人與人之間。
About how we are to speak from our heart.
要教導我們怎樣要從心裡面去說話。
In truth, in love, in grace.
是講出真理、愛心和恩典出來。
And in the power and the guidance of the Spirit.
要是靠著聖靈的權力和引導。
And as people who have been given a mouth, and as people who really are asked to serve the Lord.
作為一個神賜口俾我哋嘅仆人，
we need to be careful about our speech.
我哋實在係要對我哋嘅言談非常之小心。
That we're not just speaking to please men.
唔係淨係講一啲嘢嚟去奉承一啲人。
But we're really speaking unto God. We're speaking for God.
卻係要向主說話，為主說話。
And so then, in the same manner, we are to listen as we hear others speak.
同樣，當我哋咁樣講嘅時候，我哋亦都要學習咁樣嘅聽。Listen
not as to be satisfied by men, but listen to be satisfied by God.
要聽係唔係要聽一啲滿足人自己嘅需要，卻係要聽係滿足神嘅需要。
We need to be people who rid ourselves of an itching ear, an ear that needs to be tickled.
我哋要留心，要使我哋嘅耳能夠係讓神嚟去能夠嘅話能夠使我哋聽到。
That is one who just has to be entertained.
No, yes.
One that has to be entertained. That is what we do not want to be like. One who just has to be entertained.
我哋唔願意使我哋耳朵成為一個耳朵，淨係為著去要得到娛樂嘅緣故。
I hope that as you came and you prepared this morning, that was not your attitude, that you're going to come here and be entertained.
我實在希望呢個係唔係你嘅態度，唔希望你今日嚟到聽信息之前，就係要得到一啲嘅娛樂。
And certainly if you knew that it was I who was on the schedule to speak this morning, then for sure you would have been misguided to think you would be entertained.
如果你之前知道Eddie弟兄會交通的話，我相信你應該不會有這樣的期望。
You know, Lord willing, I won't put you to sleep today.
但如果主願意的話，我不希望這篇的訊息令到你會打喊路。
So really, this is the burden that the Lord has given to me for this morning.
所以實在，呢個係主俾我今朝嘅負擔。
It's not so much on the reading or the speaking of the Word of God, but it's on the listening, the hearing of the Word of God.
重點唔係放喺點樣去講說話，而係卻係聽同埋點樣用耳仔去聽。
And that as we hear, whether it is from the pulpit here, or whether it's through our weekly Bible studies, or our fellowship, that we hear from God. We hear what God has to say to us.
这个听是不单止是在星期日信息里面的听，更加是在平时查经的时候的听，使我们可以听到神向我们说的话。
That the Word of God would not just stop at our ears, but it come all the way down to our hearts.
使神的话不是停止在我们的耳的地步，却是进到我们的心里面。
That we would be people who would become doers of the word and not just hearers of the word.
使我们成为行道的人，却不是只是做一班听道的人。
And so then as I was waiting upon the Lord along these lines then, there were several passages that came to mind.
所以当我在主面前等候的时候，主是赐给我几篇的经文想跟大家分享。
I thought about some of God's servants who had delivered very powerful messages in the Old Testament.
我记得在旧约里面，主的仆人，有几次是讲过很多篇很有能力的，信息。
I mean, there was Moses.
有摩西。
In the end of Deuteronomy, as he was coming to the end of his life.
在摩西过世之前
that the Lord set upon him as he spoke before all the people.
主是要摩西在那段时间向全会众来说话。
He set before the people the choice between life and death, the blessing and the curse.
在那篇的信息里面，摩西就将这个选择权是交给会众，要他们选择是在这个生命和死中间选择，同埋祝福同埋咒诅之间作一个选择。
And then there's the person of Joshua in the end of that book.
亦都喺约书亚记里面，约书亚亦都咁样讲。
How he had those famous words about how he has set before the people this day that they would have to choose which God they would serve.
在约书亚的信息里面，他亦都是要会众去做一个选择，选择他们要侍奉哪一位主。
Whether they would choose the gods of their father, or they choose the gods of that land, the Amorites, or that they would choose the Lord, the living God.
他们是要选择是去侍奉他们父亲的神，还是当时亚摩力人的神，还是永生的神。
But the Lord really led me to a couple other instances recorded in the Old Testament.
但是主亦都是带领我去见到在旧约里面其他一些仆人的信息。
That were more associated with the reading and the hearing of that reading of the word.
这几个仆人的信息是关及多于讲及到读和听主的话。
And so there are really two instances that are outstanding.
有两段主要的经文是这样讲的。
The first one is with the king, King Josiah.
第一个 是讲到约西亚王。
Well, when the scribes had found the book of the law, the scroll that had been lost for so many years.
当文士是找到律法书的时候。
And the king had it, is brought to his attention, and he had it read before all the people.
王当他知道有这篇律法书的时候，他就将这篇律法书是宣读给百姓。
It had moved the people greatly, for something had been lost and had been recovered.
在那段时间实在是感动到那阵时的百姓，因为这篇律法书是遗失了，他是找回。
And then there's the testimony of Ezra.
亦都另一段的经文是讲到是以斯拉的见证。
Ezra the priest who had come out of the land of Babylon from captivity.
以斯拉这个祭司是从巴比伦被掳的国是翻翻嚟以色列。
The temple had been rebuilt and the walls of Jerusalem had been constructed.
圣殿已经被重建了，城墙亦都重建过嚟。
And then the book of the law was brought out to be read to the people.
喺嗰阵时，律法书就重新系带出嚟，重新系向百姓宣读出嚟。
It is this passage that I would like to look at this morning from the book of Nehemiah chapter 8.
所以今天早上我就想同大家分享以斯拉呢篇嘅经文，系喺尼希米记第八章。
Because I think in this account there are some very practical and clear principles that we can learn.In regards to the hearing of the Word of God.
因为我觉得在这篇经文里面，我们实在可以见到很多很实际的学习，我们可以学到的。
So will you please turn your Bibles to the book of Nehemiah, chapter 8?
所以请大家打开尼希米记第八章。
Nehemiah, chapter 8.
尼希米记第八章。
We will read verses 1 all the way through verse 14.
我们从第一节读到第十四节。
And all the people gathered as one man at the square which was in front of the water gate, and they asked Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses which the Lord had given to Israel. Then Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. And he read from it before the square, which was in front of the water gate, from early morning until midday, in the presence of men and women, those who could understand, and all the people were attentive to the book of the law. And Ezra, the scribe, stood at a wooden podium, which they had made for the purpose. And beside him stood Mattathiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Messiah on his right hand, and Pedaiah, and Mishael, Malchijah, Hashem, Hasbadani, Zechariah, and Meshullam on his left hand. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. Then they bowed low and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Also, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akub, Shabbatai, Hodiah, Messiah, Kalida, Azariah, Josabad, Hanan, Peliah, and the Levites explained the law to the people while the people remained in their place. And they read from the book, from the law of God, translating to give sense so that they understood the reading. Verse 9. Then Nehemiah, who was the governor, and Ezra the priest and the scribe and the Levites, who taught the people, said to all the people, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people were weeping when they heard the words of the law. Then he said to them, Go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not be grieved, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still. For the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went away to eat, to drink, to send portions, and to celebrate a great festival, because they understood the words which had been made known to them. Then on the second day, the heads of the fathers' households, of all the people, the priests and the Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe, that they might gain insight into the words of the law. And they found written in the law how the Lord had commanded through Moses that the sons of Israel should live in booths, during the feast of the seventh month.
剛才讀到的是第八章1至14節。
Let's take a moment and come before the Lord in prayer.
願意低頭祈禱。
Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the words which you have given unto us.
親愛的天父，我感謝你給我們話語。
How precious they are.
實在寶貴。
How precious and how gracious you are to us.
實在見到你對我們是何等的有恩典,
that you would leave us instructions as to how to live.
你是給了生命的指示我們,
and instructions as to how to deal appropriately with your words.
給我們指示,使我們可以能夠去明白你的話語。
We do not take this task too lightly.
實在很嚴肅的來到你的話面前。
We recognize the calling that you have placed on each and every one of us as children of God.
實在見到你呼召我們作你的兒女,
that we serve as royal priests.
要作為一個君尊的祭司,
in your kingdom to proclaim of your excellency.
在你的國度宣告你的榮耀。
And so this morning we desire to hear from you.
實在今天早上願意聽到你的話,
to understand what it is that you would want of us.
要明白你向我們的期望,
so that we could be captivated for you.
使我們成為你被掳過來的。
We pray all these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我們祈禱是奉主耶穌基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So certainly as we read through this passage here, there's a few individuals whom we should make a note of.
當我們讀這篇經文的時候, 有幾個人我們要看一看。
And the first person, of course, is Ezra.
第一個當然是以斯拉,
who was a scribe.
是一個文士,
he was one who wrote down the things of God, the law of God, the words of God.
他就是那一位將神的律法寫落紙上的。
And he studied them diligently.
他亦都非常勤力去查考神的律法。
He practiced them and he taught them to the people.
亦都將神的律法教給百姓聽。
Ezra was from the line of priests.
以斯拉是一個祭司。
And these priests had served in the kingdom of Israel.
這班祭司是在以色列國那裡侍奉神的。
So of course his descent can be traced all the way back to Aaron, the high priest, the first priest.
所以這班祭司的首先的祭司是阿倫。 就是首个的祭司。
It was this Ezra who led a second group of exiles from out of the land of Babylon.
以斯拉亦都是将第二批以色列人从巴比伦里面带回来以色列那里。
The first group had actually left Babylon around the early 500 BC time period.
第一批离开巴比伦的以色列人，大约是在主前500年，是离开了巴比伦。
And then around this time, in the mid 400 BC, around 457 before Christ.
第二批离开巴比伦的以色列人，就在大约主前475年到
457年就离开。 So the Lord touched Ezra's heart to lead a group of people back to Jerusalem.
所以主感动以斯拉。
And his significant accomplishment was God used him to be able to restore the life, the worship life of the people.
而以色列的以斯拉的成就就是主藉着他是复兴以色列人在神面前的敬拜。
Because many people had become blacks and there was no vitality to their life, to their worship. The Lord God. They had begun to intermarry with all the foreigners there. Something that the Lord God had expressly told them back in the days of Moses not to do before they were entering into the promised land.
通婚这件事是在摩西的时候，神已经是着重说在你进入应许之地那时候是不可以做的。
For through these foreign marriages, the people were led astray, and they were led into idolatry, worshipping other gods.
因为藉着同外邦人的通婚，这班以色列人是会被引到去拜偶像这个罪里面。
So God used the person of Ezra to kindle the hearts of people, to draw them back to God.
所以神是藉着以斯拉去燃点以色列人的心，要他们重新面向神。
The other person whom we should make a note about is the person of Nehemiah.
另一个人我们需要去看一下的就是尼希米这个人。
Nehemiah was a cupbearer.
尼希米是一个管酒政的人。
He served the king and he tasted the wine before it was served to the king.
在巴比伦那里是他将酒奉送给王之前，他是负责去试酒的。
So at this point in time, at the beginning of the book of Nehemiah, he is serving the king of Persia, King Artaxerxes.
在尼希米记第一章那里讲到，尼希米是在巴比伦那里服侍波斯的王。
And upon hearing the condition of the people who had returned to Jerusalem, and upon hearing the condition of the city, of how the walls were still in rubble, the Lord moved Nehemiah's heart.
那时当尼希米是听到以色列的境况，以及以色列城墙那个荒凉的境况，神就感动尼希米。
So he prayed and petitioned to the king that he might be able to take leave and go and help out with the situation in Jerusalem.
尼希米就祈祷，请求王，希望他可以带领以色列人回去以色列，使他可以修补城墙。
So God brought Nehemiah all the way out of the land of Persia, the Babylon area, to the land of Jerusalem.
所以神就将尼希米从巴比伦波斯的地方带回去以色列。And
there he was able to rally the people to build the wall.
在以色列那里，尼希米能够使人重新去兴建城墙。To
reconstruct the walls of Jerusalem.
将耶路撒冷的城墙重建过来。
For the people had been in that land for nearly 100 years.
虽然以色列人在以色列地已经多过100年。
That is, these exiles, these Jewish folks, they had come out, the first group had come out nearly 100 years ago.
这一班第一批回到以色列的渔民，他们是在那里已经100年了。
And they had been unable to complete the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem.
但是他们却是不能够重建耶路撒冷。
For there was much opposition by the people of that land.
因为在那时候在以色列地，很多外族阻止他们。
Who would scare them and intimidate them from rebuilding.
这一群外族阻止他们，恐吓他们，使他们不能够重建城墙。
So through the diligence and the faithfulness and the heart's desire of Nehemiah, the people were able to reconstruct the walls of Jerusalem in 52 days.
所以是藉着尼希米这个忠心、勤奋和神的帮助，这一群人是能够在52日里面重建城墙。
So they completed it on the 25th day of the sixth month of the year.
所以他们是在6月第25日成功完成重建这个计划。
So that just precedes this account that we have just read.
刚才我所说的就是刚刚在第八章之前所记载到的。
That you may have noticed as stated in verse 2 that it was the first day of the seventh month.
你可以看到第八章第一节那里讲到是7月的第一日。
And that all the people had come back to the city of Jerusalem.
所有的以色列人是回到耶路撒冷那里。
For most of the people lived outside the city of Jerusalem.
因为很多以色列人都是在耶路撒冷以外居住的。
But on this day they came back.
但是在这一天他们全部都回来了。
Because the seventh month was a special month for the Jewish people.
因为七月对以色列人来讲，犹太人来讲，是一个非常之特别的月份。
It was a month of celebration.
是一个庆祝的月份。
There was the Feast of Trumpets, which was celebrated on the first day.
在第一日有这个吹角节是庆祝。
Where people would offer up a sacrifice, bestowing the Lord's favor.
在那一日，人是向主献祭。
And then on the 10th day, the Day of Atonement,
在7月的第10日，是这个赎罪日。
When the people were asking for cleansing and purification from their sins,
百姓就在那一日是向主求主洗净他们的罪。
So that they could be right before God.
使他们在主面前能够得到赦免。
And then there was the great feast, the Feast of the Tabernacles, the feast also known as the Feast of the Booths.
亦都有这个住棚节。
Which occurred on the 15th day of the month, and it ran for 7 days.
是7月的第15日开始，而这个节日是持续7日的。
So there was a great celebration. This is a moment of great celebration. Not only was it the seventh month, but just days before the people had completed the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem.
所以这一段时间实在是一个庆祝的时间，不单止因为它是7月，而更加的是在刚刚这个月之前，他们完成了重建的工作。
So one of the first things I think that we should notice is that the people gathered together as one man.
所以我想同大家分享第一个重点就是人是聚集一起如同一人。
It was all the people, the men, the women, and all who could listen and understand.
是所有的人，是有男有女，所有能明白的人。
And I presume this probably would have included the children as well.
我相信这一班人亦都是包括了那些小朋友。
For this is what the Lord had commanded of Moses, the people, that they would all gather together.
因为这个是主要求摩西所作的，是要将所有人聚集一起。
That together they would read and be able to hear the word of God.
叫他们一起聚集，要他们去读和去听神的话。
So it's important to note that when we come together as one.
所以当我们聚集的时候，我们要聚集如一个人。
We come together as a body.
我们一个身体来到聚集。
With one purpose, with one intent.
有一个的目的。
Right, as we come in the morning here to this building, we should come together as one.
当我们今天早上来到聚会的时候，我们实在要聚集如一个人。
That it would not be 100 or 150 people with different agendas and motives.
不是100、150个人，不同的人来到这里有不同的目的。
But that we would all come together to worship the Lord.
却是我们每一个人聚集来一起，一个目的就是要敬拜神。
And to give the glory back unto Him as we await and listen to hear what He would want of us.
是将荣耀归俾神，要我哋等候神嘅话语向我哋说话。
When we come, we don't come alone.
当我哋嚟嘅时候，我哋唔系自己一个人嚟。
Now God doesn't just want to gain one of us.
神唔系净系要得着一个人。
He wants to gain all of us.
佢愿意得着我哋所有人。
And when we come, we can't be so nearsighted and only look at our own situation.
我们来到神的面前，我们不可以咁短线。
Nor can we be so far-sighted and only look and think the word applies to others.
亦都唔可以好远线嘅觉得神嘅话唔对我哋冇应用得嚟。
But God's words apply to all of us.
但神嘅话系对我哋所有人都能够应用得着嘅。
And so all the people came as one man.
所以所有人如一人嘅嚟到聚集喺神嘅面前。
In front of the water gate.
喺水门前。
The water gate, I think, provides some spiritual significance.
我相信水门系有一个属灵嘅意思。
Because the water gate represents being in one spirit.
因为水门代表着在一个的灵里面。
We know in the Bible that water signifies life, and it indicates the spirit being freely flowing.
我相信大家都知道，水是代表着生命，是讲及到圣灵能够随意的运行。
So in the city of Jerusalem, this gate was named the water gate. Because of its proximity to the water source in Jerusalem.
在耶路撒冷城里面，这一道门是叫做水门，因为这一道门是最近的水的源头。The
springs to that city were just outside that gate.
来到这个城的河，就刚刚在这一道门的出面。And
so then, of course, all those who were thirsty would go out and get water. They would have to go through this gate or go by that gate.
所以在城里面的人如果想喝水，他们一定要经过这道水门。So
when we are thirsty, we come and drink of the water.
所以我们干渴的时候，我们就去到那里得水。So
it is water that we need to live.
所以实在是我们靠着水来得着生命。But
then as people who have been regenerated and have our spirits alive,
但是作为一班有我们生命里面有圣灵的人。
We have to receive the Holy Spirit into our own lives.
我们需要将圣灵接受过来，使它在我们的生命里面运行。
You know, it was just as Jesus proclaimed in the New Testament times, during the last day of the Feast of the Booths.
就好像耶稣在新约的时候这样讲，同样是在住棚节最后一日那时这样宣告。
If any man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost beings shall rivers of living water flow.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。
The work of the Spirit needs to be present when we gather together.
圣灵的工作，实在需要在我们的聚会里面运行。
God's work never starts without the presence of the Spirit.
神的工作一定要在圣灵的运行里面才可以运行过来的。The
Spirit of God must move before any of God's work can happen.
在神的工作开始之前，神的灵需要首先运行。And
I think it's very evident in the lives of these exiles.
实在在这一班被掳回来的人的生命中，我们很明显地看到。
As we think back about the people in that time frame, the prophet Daniel and Ezra and Nehemiah.
当我们想起那时那班人，好像先知但以理、以斯拉、尼希米。
All these men were greatly moved by the Spirit.
这几个人全部都是被圣灵大大的感动。
And they all offered up very deep and intense prayers unto the Lord
当他们被圣灵这样感动的时候，他们就向主有这个很诚恳的祈求。
Confessing not only their own sins, but the sins of their people.
向主承认不单只是他自己的罪，亦都是向主承认他的百姓，他的民族的罪。
And then also in the end, that the glory of the Lord would be restored, that there would be a remnant, that God would be able to have his place, not in the land of Babylon, not in the land of the Persians, but in the land of Jerusalem, in the promised land.
然后是向主祈求使主的荣耀能够彰显出来，不是要在巴比伦，却是要在神的城耶路撒冷以色列国那里能够彰显出来。
And so because of the work of the Holy Spirit, these men were moved.
所以因着圣灵的工作，这几个人是被感动过来。
And it prompted them to be able to work out the situation with the kings for the Jews to return to the land of Jerusalem.
使他们能够是同那时的王是商讨，使以色列人能够回到他们的地。
So the recovery work not only starts with the work of the Spirit, but then it also requires that the Spirit be present in order for the work to be completed.
所以重建的工作不单止开始是需要圣灵的工作，重建工作的完成亦都是要靠着圣灵的工作。
There needs to be a fellowship of the Spirit.
实在需要有这个圣灵的交通。
The people had to work together to complete building these walls.
这一班人实在要分工合作去重建这个城墙。
Families would work on particular sections of the wall.
一个家庭可能会是一起去修补这一 part 的城墙。
And then they would join up as the wall was being completed.
当他们完成他们的部分之后，不同的部分就会合在一起。
Certainly the work of completing the walls could not have been completed in 52 days without people working very coordinately with each other.
我相信这一班人实在需要非常之合作，才可以在52日之内完成。
So this really speaks of the work of the Spirit.
所以实在是讲及到圣灵的工作。
But the fellowship of the Spirit must be present for the work to be completed.
圣灵的交通实在是需要，我们实在需要圣灵的交通使工作能够完成。
So the people came prepared.
所以这一班人来到预备好。
They were ready to get into the Spirit.
他们是预备好进入灵里面。
And so they ask Ezra to bring out the book of the law.
所以他们就要求以斯拉将律法书拿出来。
When's the last time we asked someone to bring out God's word?
我们上一次叫人是将神的话拿出来是几时呢？
Have you ever asked someone in your family to...Bring out God's word. Read it to me at night. I want to hear the stories of God.
你有冇试过咁样要求其他人系将神嘅话拎出嚟咧？或者将圣经拎出嚟同我读圣经咧
？Have you ever asked the elders, the servants?
你有冇咁样问过长老或者神嘅仆人咧
？Can you provide us some teaching on this?
你可唔可以俾我一啲嘅教导咧
？Will you be kind enough to share with us your thoughts about that?
你可唔可以向我交通你对呢一类对神嘅话语有咩见解呢
？The people had a heart for the words of God.
呢一班百姓系向神嘅话有心。
And no less on a day of celebration on a holiday.
唔系净系喺一个庆祝嘅月份里面。
I know most of us when we think of holidays, we're out of here.
我相信好多人当我哋谂起节日嘅时候，我哋就会谂起唔系喺教会里面。
There's places to go, things to see, things to do.
因为在节日里面有很多其他的活动可以做。
Why would we want to spend time back here listening to the words of God?
为什么我们会想留在聚会里面去听神的话语呢
？Oh, but these people were different.
但是这一班人是不同的。
And they wanted to hear the word of God. So they asked Ezra.
他们实在渴慕听到神的话语，所以他们就这样问以斯拉。
And I think as evidence of how they were people who were prepared, who wanted to hear the word of God, we can see their earnestness in verse 4.
所以在第四节我们就可以看到他们如何向主的话有这个渴求。
As they made a wooden podium so that Ezra would be able to speak from that podium.
在第四节那里讲到这一班人是特别是预备了一个木台是使以斯拉能够站在这个木台上面是讲解神的话。
It was made for the purpose of the reading of the Word of God.
这个木台就是特别为着读神的话这件事而预备出来的。
See, these people didn't just come, but they planned ahead.
所以这班人不是就是这样空手的来到却是预备好是要来到是听神的话。
When we come to our meetings, do we plan ahead?
当我们来到聚会之前我们会不会预备好呢
I mean, what is it that we do to get ourselves ready to hear the word of God?
我们是做些什么来是预备好我们的心去听神的话呢
If you were invited to a big event or you had an important interview coming up or a meeting with a client, I'm sure there'd be a lot of planning that would go into our minds.
如果你被邀请到一个好大嘅节目或者你有一个面试嚟紧相信你都会系预备好就会去嗰啲嘅嘢。
Here we come to meet and hear of the living God.
但系我哋今日系嚟到去见神同埋听神嘅话。
How much more then should we be planning?
我哋系咪应该更加嘅系预备好我哋自己咧？
To get to bed on time.
早啲嘅瞓觉
So that we're well rested.
使我哋有好嘅休息
To be able to put aside the distractions of the day of the weekend.
系将周末所有繁琐碎嘅事系放低
That is to complete the things that we need to do on Saturday, so that we may be able to have rest on Sunday.
系要喺星期六完成我哋需要做嘅事情使我哋喺星期日里面有安息。
Or are we people who are always in a rush?
定係我哋係一班成日都係好急促、好忙碌嘅人咧
？Running from place to place with just things in our hand, grabbing as we go along.
就好多嘅事情喺我哋手上面所以要周圍走去要完成。
Not knowing what to wear on Sunday morning.
唔知道星期日朝早要著咩衫
？Just standing in front of the mirror, going like a fashion show.Should I wear this? Maybe this tie?
就企喺鏡前面係換衫去睇下著得好唔好
Maybe this outfit, this skirt, this dress?
或者呢件衫呢件條裙呢條褲
Do the colors match?
佢哋顏色配唔配
Do the my toenail polish does it match my dress?
嗰啲指甲油同我條裙襯唔襯
Many things to think about.
好多事情要諗
There's nothing wrong withThinking about these things.
諗呢啲嘢係冇錯嘅。
But the point is that we need to plan ahead.
但係重點係我哋實在要預備好自己。
So that we would be prepared and ready.
使我哋能夠係預備好。
Also take note of this wooden podium.
亦都特別睇下呢個木台。
That this wooden podium must have been a grand podium.
相信呢個木台係一個好宏偉嘅木台。
Because in verse 5 we read about howEzra, when he opened the book in the sight of all the people, he was standing above all the people.
因为在第五节那里讲到，当以斯拉展开这本书的时候，以斯拉是站在所有的百姓的上面。
I think this says something about the position that we need to be in relative to the Word of God.
所以我相信这里讲到的，是我们要清楚我们自己的地位，特别是对着神的话。
That the word of God is something that needs to be elevated.
神嘅话实在系要被高举起嚟。
Whereas we need to find our proper position before it, and that is down below.
我哋实在要揾到我哋自己嘅地位，就系喺神嘅话嘅下面。
In submission to the instructions and the teaching of the Lord God.
系要顺服神嘅教导同神嘅话。
And then as we come, we need to be.Full of anticipation, and eagerness, and expectation.
我哋嚟嘅时候亦都要系充满期望。
I know a lot of times I'm a pretty casual and easygoing person, and I like to just lay back and take things easy.
好多时候我自己觉得系一个好好被动嘅人，好懒闲嘅人。
I don't want to set the expectations too high.
我唔希望對自己有咩期望，對其他事情有咩嘅期望。
Because I don't want to be disappointed.
因為我唔想失望。
And so that anything that is amusing that comes along the way, I'll be easily satisfied with.
所以有啲咩特別嘅事情，我就會感到好奇妙，咁好驚奇。
You know, that's not that bad an attitude.
我覺得我自己呢個嘅態度唔係太差。
Although there may be some of you who would say, well, I'm really sad.
但可能在你當中覺得我好唔高興。
Because Lord God would want us actually be people who would set high expectations.
因為神是實在希望我們作為一班人是有很多的期望。
That there would be a lot of anticipation and eagerness as we wait upon the Lord.
實在是當我們在等候神的時候，我們需要充滿期望。
Because the Lord God is one who can meet all these high expectations.
因為我們的主，我們的神實在能夠滿足我們所有的期望。
Are we people?
我們是不是一班人?
Are we people who are afraid that God's going to disappoint?
是不是一班覺得神會使我們失望的人呢?
If we ask doubtingly, if we do not have faith, then we will expect, we should expect not to receive anything from God.
如果我們是充滿著疑問去求神的時候，我們實在可以期望神不會賜我們所求的東西給我們。
But the one who asks in faith, he is the one that will receive.
但如果我們是用信心求的話，我們就得到了。
So I think these people came with great anticipation and great eagerness to hear the word of God.
所以我相信這一班百姓是充滿著期望來到神的面前。
And they were not disappointed.
而他們是沒有失望。
So the people came and they heard the word of God from early morning until midday.
所以這班人來到神的面前，他聽到神的話是從一早到中午。
This was probably easily 3 hours, maybe 6 hours of hearing the word of God.
相信可能是3個鐘，或者可能是6個鐘。
Some of us may think our meetings are long.
有啲人覺得我哋呢度嘅聚會嘅信息好長。
But imagine how long 3 hours or 6 hours would be.
但係想像下，3個鐘或者6個鐘係有幾長。
These people were attentive.
呢班人係留心聽神嘅話。
It states in verse 3.
第3節嗰度睇到。
They were listening carefully.
他們是側耳而聽。
I'm sure they did not let any of the words of God drop to the ground.
我相信他們沒有容許任何神的一個字是跌落地下。
And it's amazing in verse 7, the word says that while the Levites were explaining the law to the people remained in their place.
在第7節那裡說到，當利未人向他們講明神的話的時候， 百姓是站在自己的地方。
Can you imagine remaining in your place for such a long period?
你可不可以想像到站在留在自己的地方，是要在6個鐘、3個鐘裡面這樣做？
I know I'm a very fidgety person. I can't sit still.
我覺得我自己一個坐不定的人。
When I was young, my parents or my aunt thought I had some sort of a nervous disorder system.
咁我細個嘅時候，我嘅父母覺得可能我啲神經有啲嘅問題。
So you know, if you are easily disturbed by people moving around, don't sit by me. That's why I try to sit in the back.
如果你係一啲俾啲人喐嚟喐去會騷擾到嘅，所以你唔好同我坐埋一齊，因為我就係會咁啦，所以我通常都自己坐喺後面嘅。
These people remained in place. They were still.
呢一班人係留喺佢哋自己嘅地方。
That is amazing to believe.
實在係一件非常之驚奇嘅事。
Because I think we as people tend to be very restless.
因為我哋通常都一班坐唔定嘅人。
I mean, whenever we gather together at a meeting or maybe we go to an event, a movie, and we have to sit for a long time, it's very hard to remain there for such a long time.
當我們來到聚會，或者甚至是看戲，需要坐在一個地方很長的時間，通常都是不行的。
You know, our backs start to hurt, our rears start to get sore, our legs get stiff.
或者我們背脊開始痛，我們的腳開始痛。
Not to mention our bladders start getting full.
或者亦都要去洗手間。
I think maybe a sign of a message that has really touched people can be evidenced by how long the lines are in the bathroom after the meetings.
我實在覺得，如果要睇下一篇信息能夠點樣感動人嘅話，實在可以睇到信息之後睇下洗手間出邊有幾長條隊。
Because when we participate in a very captivating event or a very captivating message, then we don't want to leave our seats, right? We just want to stay there. We want to hear everything.
因為當我哋喺一篇好感動人嘅信息，或者使你好留心嘅信息裏面嘅時候，你實在感受到你唔想離開，因為你唔想去失咗任何嘅機會去聽到呢篇信息。
So we know that the Word of God is indeed very captivating.
所以實在見到神嘅話，實在係能夠觸摸到人嘅心。
But only to those who are willing to be captivated. Only to those who are willing to be enveloped by the words of God.
但係神能夠觸摸人心，只係應用喺嗰一班願意俾神嘅話係觸摸到嘅人嘅身上面。
In listening carefully to the words of God, we also have to be very patient people.
當我哋聽神嘅話嘅時候，我哋亦都要作為一班好忍耐嘅人。
For those who have been in the Lord a long time,
嗰一啲可能喺主裏面信主已經一段時間嘅人，
we're obviously going to hear messages from the same passages time and time again.
實在可能會聽到一篇道係之前已經聽過㗎啦。
And it's easy for us to tune out and to turn a deaf ear when we hear that the speaker is going to share on a topic that we've heard about before.
當我哋聽到講員係講一篇我哋之前聽過嘅道嘅時候，我哋好容易就將我哋嘅耳仔係閂埋。But
I think the Lord has really taught me in the recent past that when these situations occur, I need to be all that much more attentive.
但係主實在係教導我，當呢啲事情發生嘅時候，主係叫我更加嘅去留心聽。
Because there is something that the Lord still wants to tell to me.
因為實在見到主係有一啲我未學到嘅事情要我去聽嘅。
And that there is something that the Lord still wants to tell all of us.
亦都主亦都係有啲嘅事情要我哋每一個要學到嘅。
But are we going to give up on God and just sigh and go, oh, that again?
但如果我哋係放棄嘅話，我哋閂埋耳仔嘅話，
or maybe it's within the times that we have to go through some difficult translations.
或者我哋係要聽到一啲唔好嘅翻譯。
Now sometimes I hear the people, particularly the young people, say, "Oh, the translations are so difficult. I lose so much in the translation."
我有時喺啲年輕人嗰度聽到嗰啲翻譯係從嗰啲翻譯裏面，我係失咗好多嘅學習。
Don't give up.
但係唔好放棄。
Don't give in.
亦都唔好放棄。
Because as much as there may be lost, there is still much to be gained.
因為可能有一啲嘅係 遺失咗，但係有更多嘅係未遺失嘅，係要可以學習到嘅。
And you know, it's very probable that in this account, with the reading of the word, that these words that were spoken from Ezra's mouth and perhaps the other priests were translated.
有好大可能以斯拉所講嘅話係被翻譯過嚟嘅。
Because it's very likely that the scrolls were written in Hebrew.
因為好大機會呢一篇嘅律法書係用希伯來文寫嘅。
But the common language at that point in time was Aramaic.
但係嗰一段時間嗰啲人所學嘅語言就係阿拉伯阿拉文。
So as a lesson for us to hold on to the words of God.
所以我哋實在要學習去持守，係抓實神嘅話。
Because God, we know that God would want each and every one of us to be able to understand.
因為神係希望我哋每一個人都能夠明白。
So we see also that the people were very respectful and they were very reverent.
亦都見到呢一班人係非常之敬畏神。
I'm particularly touched by the account in verse 5.
特別我係被第五節感動過嚟。
That when Ezra opened the book,
當以斯拉打開呢一 本书的时候,
or really in this case, probably when he unrolled the scroll,
当他将这一卷书卷开的时候,
with the words of God written in it,
这一卷书记载了神的话,
that the people stood up.
这一群百姓就站立起来,
can you imagine that sight?
你可不可以想象到那个景况呢?
I mean, we are used to people standing up when dignitaries come and speak.
我们是一群人知道当一些很重要的人物来到讲道或者演讲的时候我们都会站起来
right, we see it when in television and report shows when the president comes and gives a speech everyone stands up
当我们在电视看到总统来到去演讲的时候所有人都站起来
in the court of law when the judge comes in and takes his seat everyone stands up
在法庭里面,当这个法官来到的时候,所有的人都起身。
When Ezra took the podium, no one stood up.
当以斯拉来到木台上面的时候,没有人站起身。
But when Ezra opened up the book,
但是当以斯拉打开这卷书的时候,
everyone stood up.
所有人就站起身了。
It speaks of where we place the honor.
在这里我们看到我们应该将我们的尊敬放在什么人身上
To whom do we give the honor to? To men or to God?
我们是敬畏哪一个呢? 是不是人呢? 还是神呢?
To the words of a simple, feeble man or to the words of the eternal living God?
是将我们的尊敬放在一个很简单人的话里面呢? 还是我们永生神的话里面呢?
The honor was given to the word.
这一班人他是敬畏神的话。
And so all the people stood up.
所以他们全部都站起来。
And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God.
以斯拉就祝福神,这个永生的神。
And all the people said, Amen, Amen.
所有的人就应声说,阿们,阿们。
They lifted up their hands.
举起他们的手。
They bowed low.
他们跪在这里。
With their faces to the ground, they worship the Lord God.
是面伏在地敬拜耶和华。
This is something that we read about, but yet it also seems very foreign to us.
这些事情我们读到，但可能觉得很奇怪。
Because our culture, our society, probably really more our culture, constrains us from being able to worship in this way.
因为我们的传统实在是阻止我们这样去敬拜神。
You know, I got a secret to tell you.
我实在愿意和大家分享一个秘密。
It's okay to say amen.
你可以说阿们的。
It's okay to raise up your hands.
你可以在聚会里面举起你的手。
It's okay to bow down and worship.
亦都是可以跪在这里敬拜神。
Now, many times when we think of worship, we just think of singing unto the Lord.
很多时候我们讲到敬拜是联想起用歌声敬拜神。
And that is a wonderful time to worship because I think music really touches our hearts.
用歌声敬拜神实在是美好的,因为音乐是神喜悦的。
But here, I think we see the people respond in worship to the reading and the hearing of the Word of God.
但在这一段经文里面,我们看到是百姓是藉着读神的话,听神的话来敬拜神。
So as we listen to the Word of God, to the reading and the hearing of the Word of God, let us learn to let the words touch our hearts and not just our minds.
所以当我们去听 神的话,读神的话的时候,实在愿意学习让神的话是触摸到我们的心,不只是触摸我们的脑袋。
So that the Word of God would really lead us into worship.
使神的话真是带领我们进入敬拜的里面。
Because there is a great freedom in the Lord.
因为在主里面有一个很大的自由。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
因为圣灵在哪里,自由就在哪里。
So we have come prepared in the Spirit, in one Spirit.
所以我们需要是一个灵的,来到进入,预备好自己。
Then I think that Spirit will set us free to properly worship the Lord.
这个灵就会使我们有自由,能够是适当的去敬拜神。
You know, we must also come in the fear of God as we come and listen.
当我们来到神的面前听神的话的时候, 我们亦都要存一个敬畏的心。
Nehemiah was a man who lived in the fear of God.
尼希米就是一个敬畏神的人。
He exhorted the people to live in the fear of God in chapter 5.
在第五章那里,他是实在是要求,恳求这帮人要存敬畏的心去过他们的生活。
When he had returned, which was many years after Ezra had returned, and he saw the state of the walls and really the condition of the people.
当尼希米回到犹太地的时候,在以斯拉之后一段时间,当他们见到那帮人的境况的时候,
He told the nobles and all the rulers to change their ways.
他叫那时的贵族和所有的领袖要改变他们的道路,
because they had not been treating their brothers kindly.
是因为他们没有好好待他们的弟兄,
they had been charging, exacting usury, high interest rates on things that had been borrowed to these poor common people.
这帮人他们是用很大的利息去收那些穷人。
So Nehemiah told them, because of the fear of God, because of the reproach of the enemies, then change your ways.
所以尼希米那时就要求他们敬畏神，要他们改变他们生活的方式。
This is not pleasing to God.
因为这些是不得到神的喜悦的事情。
And Nehemiah himself, because of the fear of God, also learned to give up and sacrifice.
而尼希米因着他敬畏神的缘故，他亦都是学习到要向神献祭。
He was a governor of the people.
他是百姓的省长。
He had been given the right from the Persian king when he went back to govern over the people.
他是被波斯王赐这个权力，是管理这帮人在以色列。
And as such, then he and his men were allocated the governor's allowance of food and of money.
所以作为省长，尼希米是有一 部分的食物是被王赐过来。
But because of the fear of God, he was willing to give this up.
但是因着他敬畏神的缘故，尼希米是愿意将这些食物放出来。
We cannot properly respond to the word of God if we don't have a godly fear within us.
如果我们里头没有一个敬畏神的心，我们实在不能够适当地回应神的话。
Because this godly fear will lead to repentance within our hearts.
因为这个向神的敬畏是能够使我们悔改。
We will really see things the way that God sees things.
使我们能够从神的角度看神的事情。
And we will recognize our unrighteousness and our filthiness before the Lord God.
在神的面前亦都能够见到我们的污秽。
So these people, after they had heard the reading of the Word of God, they wept.
所以当这帮人听到神的律法的时候，他们就哭泣过来。
Because they knew they had missed out on God's plan.
因为他们知道他们是失去了神的计划。
They had fallen short of God's standards.
他们是达不到神的标准。
They had not lived the way that the Lord God wanted them to.
他们没有活他们的生活是好像神要求他们这样活。
They had chosen the curse rather than the blessing.
他们是选择了这个咒诅，却没有选择这个福气。
And they had selected death over life.
他们也选择了死亡，却没有选择生命。
So the people wept and they mourned.
所以这一帮人，这一帮百姓哭泣。
They were sad for the state that they were in.
他们为着他们的境况而悲哀。
They were not proud.
他们亦都不能谦卑过来。
They were not self-righteous.
他们不是自义的。
And they knew that the Lord was talking to them.
他们知道神是向他们说话。
And so they wept.
所以他们哭泣。
And in the end, if we were to read farther on, we recognize that there's a great confession of their sins.
在最后，如果我们再读的时候，我们见到他们都向神认罪。
But you know, the Lord doesn't want to leave us in this state.
但係我哋知道主唔願意我哋停留喺呢個境況裡面。
You know, he knew that we would be a people. He knew that even these people, the Jews, that upon entering the promised land, way back in the time of Moses and Joshua, that they would fall away.
我哋嘅主知道呢一班百姓甚至喺佢哋進入應許地喺摩西嗰陣時候，佢主已經知道佢哋係會係離開主。
But the Lord's mercy is great.
但係主嘅憐憫係好偉大嘅。
Because He's a God of forgiveness and He's a God of hope.
因為佢係呢個赦免嘅神，佢亦都係一個希望嘅神。
And because Nehemiah and Ezra, probably really Ezra and the Levites, they knew the heart of God through the reading of the Word of God. They were able to tell the people, "Stop weeping, stop mourning."
因為以斯拉明白神嘅律法。所以他们就呼吁百姓不要再悲哀哭泣。
Go, eat of the fat, drink of the sweet, and send portions to him who has nothing prepared for this day.
以斯拉就叫百姓你们去吃肥美的，喝甘甜的，又不能预备的，就分给他们。
You see what happens when we read the Word of God?
你见不见到当我们读神的话会发生什么事呢？
When we know and we understand the words of God?
当我们真真正正明白神的话的时候，
At first, when we read the words of God, it strikes us because when we have the fear of God, when we're in this right spirit, we recognize that we are unholy people, that we are not right in His sight.
首先当我哋系读神嘅话，靠着全敬畏嘅心读神嘅话嘅时候，首先我哋就见到我哋自己嘅不义，我哋嘅污秽嘅事情，见到我哋嘅不圣洁。
But then, as we read on, we recognize. There's forgiveness in the Lord.
但係當我哋再繼續讀神嘅話嘅時候，我哋就見到神係充滿咗寬容嘅。
And then He wants to restore us.
佢希望能夠重新係恢復佢嘅百姓。
And rebuild us, just like the walls of Jerusalem.
要重建我哋，就好似佢重建耶路撒冷嘅城牆一樣。
And so because this is God's intent, and because Ezra and the Levites knew this, they told the people to go out.
因着这个是神的目的，因为以斯拉明白神这个目的，所以以斯拉就叫百姓去
eat of the fat,
去吃肥美的食物，
drink of the sweet,
去喝甘甜的，
right, and send portions.
亦都是将他们分给其他人。
You know, the fat was something that was exclusively reserved for these sacrifices. The people were told not to eat of them in the book of Moses, in the book of the law.
大家知唔知原來肥美嘅係特別係要分別出嚟係要作獻祭嘅呢個係記載喺摩西嘅律法書上面。
But in these verses here, we see God's special provision for His people.
但係喺呢一節嘅聖經見到神特別係為呢一班百姓預備。
This is a great time of celebration.
呢一段係一個非常值得慶祝嘅日子。
Yes, there is some mourning and there is some weeping.
對可能有啲嘅悲哀，有啲嘅哭泣。
But God wants us to celebrate.
但是神希望这一班百姓去庆祝。
Because He has prepared the best for us.
因为他已经为着我们预备最美好的。
And He's willing to give of His best and allow us to partake of the best.
他亦都是愿意将他最好的赐给我们，使我们能够一起分享。
And so that is why they are able to eat of the fat, something that they ordinarily would not be allowed to do.
所以这班百姓能够吃肥美的，这些是通常他们不能够可以吃的。
And that is why God tells them to send portions to Him who has nothing prepared.
所以神亦都是要叫这班百姓将他们分给那些不能够预备的。
That the grace of God would even extend to those who are not ready or who are in want.
实在见到神的恩典是要赐给那些未预备好的。
Our strength is found in the joy of the Lord.
我们因靠耶和华而得喜乐的是我们的力量。
And that is based on the understanding of the word.
是建立在认识神的话的上面。
If we do not understand the word of God, then we will miss out on what God has for us.
如果我们不明白神的话，我们实在是去失去了神赐给我们很多的东西。
The Levites and Ezra, they knew the word of God.
以斯拉认识神的话。
And so as such then, they could rejoice and be happy.
以斯拉和利未人都认识神的话，所以他们能够欢喜快乐。
And they could tell the people likewise to rejoice and go in the joy of the Lord.
同样他们能够叫百姓喜乐过来。
But many of us sadly miss out on this.
但是很多人实在失去了这个机会。
And we're unwilling to spend time listening and studying the Word of God.
我们不愿意花时间去听，去读神的话。
There is nothing for us to hear but just the noise of this world.
我们除了听到世界的杂音之外，什么都听不到。
And instead we get stuck in a legalistic world.
我们却是停留在一个充满法律条文的世界里面。
Where the laws of God, the little that we know, just brings about wrath and condemnation.
而这些律法条文只是带来愤怒和世界的事情。
For we know that the letter kills.
我们知道字句是叫人死亡的。
But it's the Spirit that gives us life.
正义叫人活。
The Spirit gives us life. We who have received the Word of God.
圣灵是赐生命的，我们这一班接受了神的人，
who have eaten of the bread of life, who have drank of the living waters.
已经是吃了神的粮，喝神的水，活水。
We are the ones then who have the Spirit.
我们就是得到神的灵的人。
So we need to live by that Spirit.
我们要靠着圣灵而活。
And when we do, we will gain understanding.
当我们这样做的时候，我们能够明白。
And we will gain life.
我们能够得到生命。
You know, this life is the life of the everlasting God.
这个生命就是这个永在的神的生命。
Who does not become weary.
他不会疲倦的。
But he is the one who gives strength to the weary.
而他是一个能够使疲倦的人得力量的神。
So we need to rest in his strength.
所以我们要在他力量里面安息过来。
In his words.
在他的话里面。
And then we will receive his joy.
我们就能够得到他的喜乐。
So when the people, when they came properly before the word in the right spirit,
当这一班人，当我们传正当的心，正当的灵来到听神的话的时候，
when they were able to listen attentively,
当他们能够留心专心听的时候，
and respectfully in the fear of God,
亦都传敬畏的心，敬畏神的心，
and when they responded appropriately,
当他们能够适应当适当的回应，
in worship, in repentance,
是在敬拜里面，是在认罪里面，
and in joy,
亦都在这个享用里面，
they were able to go out,
他们就能够出去，
in the strength of the Lord, and do his work,
靠着神的力量，去做神的事情。
It's interesting to note that in verses 13 and 14 on the second day,
特别看下第13和第14节那里，在第二日，
that because they had been given this tiny morsel, this little taste of the Word of God,
因为他们之前是品尝到神的话，
that there were individuals, actually the heads of the households, that came back for more.
有几个人，特别是那些领袖，是回到以斯拉那里，是要求更多。
This is how the Spirit works in us.
这个就是圣灵怎样在我们当中作工。
When the Spirit can just whet our appetite a little bit, the floodgates will be open and we will desire more.
圣灵会好像给一些甜头我们，我们就会自动要求更多。
But if we hold on so tight and we don't even let the Spirit work in, there's no opportunity for these floodgates to open.
但如果我们却是硬着心，不让圣灵在我们工作的时候，我们这个门就不会向我们打开。
There's no opportunity for God's blessings to flow forth.
这个门，圣灵不可以，神不可以赐任何的福气给我们。
And upon studying the Word of God some more,
当我读更多的神的话的时候，
upon hearing the words of God,
当我们读听神的话的时候，
they found what the Lord had commanded Moses.
我就看到神是怎样去要求摩西。
That this feast of the booths, which was to come on the 15th of the month,
这个住棚节在7月15号那时，
13 days later from the 2nd of the month,
是2号2日之后13日，
that they were to celebrate living in booths.
他们要在棚里面庆祝。
You know, nearly 100 years ago when the first exiles came in,
在100年之前, 当第一批以色列人回到以色列的时候,
in Ezra chapter 3,
以斯拉记第三章,
you know, the people celebrated this feast.
这一班人, 就是庆祝住棚节,
after the altar was restored,
当这个坛是, 重建之后,
the people celebrated this festival.
那时这一班人也是庆祝,
but it wasn't for another 100 years.
但是却是在100年之后,
that the people came to understand and fully commemorate this as the Lord had commanded them to.
这一班人是真真正正明白住棚节的意思, 也能够真真正正庆祝这个节日。
We didn't read the last few verses of this chapter, but it goes on to tells us that the people went out and they celebrated this feast by building houses made of plants and trees, leaves.
我们没有读之后的几节，但在那几节那里讲到，当这一班人真真正正明白住棚节的意思之后，他们就出去是将树枝收集过来，在每一间自己的房顶里面建筑一个棚。
And that they had not done this since the days of Joshua, when they had entered into the promised land.
他们是这些事情是自从约书亚带以色列人入应许地之后都没有发生过的。
This was an element, an aspect of the feast that had been lost.
这个住棚节这一部分是一直都是被遗忘的。
But upon the reading and the hearing of the word, it was recovered.
但是当这班百姓真正是听去读神的话的时候，就这个部分就回来了。They
were able to relate God's words with their own experiences.
他们能够将神的话应用在他们的经历里面。
Of how God had covered them and provided for them as they were coming back, journeying back, and rebuilding the walls.
在他们由巴比伦回来的经历里面，在他们重建城墙这个经历里面。
As when they had to build the walls, they had to build with one hand on a weapon and one hand with a tool.
因为当他们重建城墙的时候，一只手他们重建城墙，另外一只手他们拿着武器来保护自己。
Because they were under such a constant threat of opposition by the foreigners.
因为那时他们是被外族逼迫。
They had come to understand God's provision.
那时他们就能够明白神的供应。
And what it means to be covered by God.
怎样为之是被神在活体神的保护里面。
But it only came to fruition. They really came to understand only once the word of God had been read to them.
但是他们能够明白是当他们真真正正读神的话语之后，他们才真真正正明白过来。
So then, friends, brothers and sisters, this morning, what is it then that the Lord would have for us to recover?
所以弟兄姊妹，大家见唔见到神要我哋复兴啲咩咧？恢复啲咩咧？
What part of the walls within our own lives?
喺我哋生命里面，墙嘅边一部分，我哋需要重建咧？
What part of the walls of the city of God?
喺神嘅城嘅城墙里面，有边一部分我哋系需要重建咧？
Is He looking for us to participate and to rebuild?
是我们需要重建呢?
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们请一起祈祷。
Father, we thank you for your graciousness.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你对我们的恩典。
We uplift your name.
我们实在高举你的名。
We exalt you.
实在高举你。
And we place your word.
实在将你的话
at the highest place.
放在最高的位置。
Because we know through your words you give us your life.
因为我们知道藉着你的话，你将生命赐给我们。
We really pray that your spirit would give us the wisdom and the guidance and the understanding.
实在求你的灵是赐给我们有智慧，有明白。
So that we would not be people who are left out in the dark.
使我们不是一班住在黑暗里面的人。
But that we may truly know your will for us.
却是真真正正能够明白你的旨意的人。
And what your will is for the church.
亦都明白你向教会的 旨意,
of how you so much desire to build her back up.
实在见到你非常之愿意重建教会,
and to present her to your son.
使教会能够成为你儿子的身父。
May you have your perfect way amongst us this morning.
实在今天早上愿意你的道路是我们会在你的道路里面。
Teach us as we go forth from this place that we would not let go of your word so easily.
教導我哋唔好輕易嘅放棄你嘅話。
That we would not treat your word so casually.
亦都唔好好簡單嘅去對待你嘅話。
And that as we gather together.
當我哋聚集喺你面前嘅時候。
We gather in your presence.
我哋喺你嘅同在裏面聚集。
And we pray all these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我哋祈禱係奉主耶穌基督嘅名求。阿門。